The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Ukraine's war with Russia approaches the three-year mark this month. Kyiv will continue to need military aid, including from the United States. But with Donald Trump back in the White House, he's going to want something in return and has set his sights on Ukraine's deposits of rare earth minerals. So what does Ukraine have and why are they of use to the United States? Joining us now from Kyiv is Emmanuel Shaz, Ukraine correspondent for RFI and France 24. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It's very interesting, Emmanuel, to see what Trump is after in Ukraine. You have something that he wants.
Absolutely. We see that he's talking about something that it was known even before the war. Ukraine is a land where there's a lot of strategic materials, rare materials in its soil. And this material is not being exploited to its to the full extent it could be exploited. And of course, the resources are interesting for a number of countries, including the United States, but not only. It also is of interest for the European Union and of course, for Russia. I'm talking about material that helps in the industry of defense, in the industry of electronics as well, to manufacture smartphones, for example. So there's a huge interest of a number of countries to have access to exploit those resources in Ukraine.
Now, particularly, there are huge deposits of lithium and titanium that have largely been untouched so far.
Absolutely. And not only have they been untouched, but also Ukraine, to exploit it itself, needs companies to come here and also companies that have done that in the past to come here and develop this industry. But of course, there's a caveat here that most of those resources are located in embattled places. Those resources are everywhere in the country, but particularly in the eastern part, up to 70% of those resources are located in the embattled Donbass area, in Luhansk region, in Donetsk region, and also in Dnipropetrovsk, in Zaporizhia. So there is also the problematic of how to exploit those resources when they are on a territory that is being disputed and some of it being illegally occupied by Russia.
Does this help explain why Putin ordered his special operation, which started the war in Ukraine, the second phase of the war after 2014 in Crimea? Does it really explain why Putin was so anxious to take Ukraine and particularly those parts that they're fighting over at the moment?
Absolutely. This is not just an ideological colonialist war for Russia. It's also an economic war. And actually, even from 2014, this was one of the goals of Russia, to take a hold of mines, of sites that they can exploit to their own benefit. This is definitely an economic war that has been waged by Russia against Ukraine since 2014.
So are we to take that idea of a greater Russia with a grain of salt, that really behind it all, it's about money?
It's absolutely also about money, even if it's presented otherwise. But just to give you an example, when you drive on the roads of Donetsk region, as I've done so recently, you will see that some mines are still open, are still being, are still open despite being on the frontline area. For example, the mine, the coal mine of Pokrovsk, only closed a month ago, even if Pokrovsk is being under heavy shelling, even if there's no running water, no electricity. Well, the mine was still working up until a month ago, because this has an economic interest for Ukraine. Ukraine has been exporting its resources, its coal, gas resources, as well as rare materials. And it's also instrumental in Ukrainian economy. So we see all the importance that those resources have for Ukraine, first and foremost, but also all the potential it could have for other investors. And it's definitely also an economic war.
Now,
Hey, buddy, want to go to the dog park? Go with Simparica Trio. It's triple protection made simple. Simparica Trio is the first monthly chewable that covers heartworm disease, ticks and fleas, round and hookworms. This drug class has been associated with neurologic adverse reactions, including seizures. Use with caution in dogs with a history of these disorders. Be sure to tap to read the full prescribing information. Protect him with all your heart. Ask your veterinarian about Simparica Trio. Tap or visit SimparicaTrio.com to learn more.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
It's interesting that there was a memorandum of understanding between the Biden administration and the Ukrainian government on the exploitation of those minerals. So this is not something new that Trump has come up with. The Americans were already interested in those deposits.
Absolutely. And not only the Americans, the Europeans as well, members of NATO as well, because like I mentioned, those materials are of utmost critical importance in the defense sector. So it's not only America, and it's absolutely nothing new. As early as 2014, countries that are traditional allies for Ukraine have shown interest, and agreements had been reached even in 2021. As to the future exploitations of those resources. So Donald Trump didn't announce something particularly new. Everybody knows that Ukraine is of strategic importance because of its resources, because of its rich soils. There's up to 100 different materials that have been discovered here in Ukraine, according to the Ukrainian Geological Institute here in Kyiv. So this is well known by Ukraine, and it's also known by its allies and also by its aggressor, Russia.
Now, the dependence of the United States on China for many of these minerals is probably irritating Donald Trump. So if he can find a better, more friendly source of those minerals, he will be well happy. But in order to secure that, he's got to back Ukraine to the hilt. He's got to give Zelensky some power of negotiation with Putin in the forthcoming peace talks, whenever they occur.
Absolutely. We are here witnessing the American president voicing his commercial interest. But in doing so, he also conditions the American help, the American help globally to Ukraine, to his own access to those resources. So in that, we see a shift. But it was always also about those Ukrainian resources that the rest of the world is keen to exploit, and not just America is depending on China, heavily depending on China for those strategic resources, materials, rare materials, but also, like I said, the European Union and other NATO member countries.
So for Vladimir Zelensky, who has said he is prepared to sit down with Vladimir Putin and negotiate, his best chance, given that the might of Russia is so much greater than the abilities of Ukraine to withstand Russia, if Trump is behind Zelensky and says, you can have all the weaponry you need in your negotiation with Putin, we're behind you, but the deal is the deal. We get the minerals.
Well, I'm not sure I would put it quite like that, because there are so much resources here in Ukraine that Ukraine also has other avenues than the United States to exploit its resources. The European Union also has a very strong interest in developing,
Doesn't Ukraine have to remove Russia from those areas where the deposits are at their most rich?
Absolutely. And that would be the question also for the allies of Ukraine. How would those resources be exploited if Russia continues to illegally occupy the land, given that even if Volodymyr Zelensky said he would talk to Putin, he also was very firm about saying that he would never acknowledge the Russian illegal occupation of Ukrainian territories. So we are here in a situation where if those resources are in occupied territories, how and by whom will they be exploited?
What is the reaction of Ukrainian people generally to the notion that President Zelensky would sit down with Putin?
Well, you know, people here are very tired. They are exhausted because of the war. They would like to see an end to it. No one more than Ukrainians would like this war to stop. However, not on any condition. There's still a slight majority of Ukrainians who refuse to hear about territorial concessions, for example. And just like President Zelensky said that Vladimir Putin would remain his enemy if he's talking only about his personal feelings, those are also the personal feelings of a majority of Ukrainians. They've been under Russian aggression since 2014. Thousands of people here have lost loved ones in this war, be it on the front line or because civilians are also targeted by the Russian army. So people here are not keen on losing their territorial integrity and their sovereignty. So they're very wary as to what form of negotiations there could be with someone they consider as their enemy.
Emmanuel Chaz, Ukraine correspondent for RFI and France 24. Thank you very much for joining us on the line.
Thanks for having me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
The kids are still at practice and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now.
Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.